Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Suri. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Richard Grimes, and I had two charges made from this number on my account. I want to know what they're for.
What's your zip code?
37091.
And what's your first and last name?
Richard Grimes. Was it a Fitbit watch?
Can you please confirm your address? I can answer those questions once I pull up your account, but I need you to confirm some stuff.
Yeah. Address is 1362 Cheek Road, Lewisburg, Tennessee, 37091.
Okay, and I see here you have the fitness smartwatch, and you have one replacement color strap.
One replacement color strap. What is 1998?
So 1998 was the replacement color strap.
Okay, cancel that. I didn't order that. I was offered a free Fitbit watch if I paid the $5.97 shipping and handling. That's all I wanted. Am I correct in understanding the shipping and handling is $5.97?
Correct.
And I won't be charged for the watch itself, just the shipping and handling?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and refund that $19.98 because I didn't order no strap.
So I do want to let you know, though, first, that you did start a trial. Once the trial ends in 14 days, you're going to be charged the full price of the watch, which is roughly around $60. So what I do advise you to do is call back and cancel your trial within once it's shipped, and you should get email confirmation saying that it's shipped, and you will get the watch for free.
No, I didn't understand that. Let's just go ahead and cancel the whole thing today and refund that money back to my account.
Well, it does help track sleep patterns and measure steps. I can get you a 35% discount on it.
No, I didn't realize. No, let's go ahead and cancel the whole thing. Because I didn't realize that they were going to. It said free.
It also assists in measuring blood oxygen levels. I can get you a 50% discount.
Well, how much will it be with the 50% discount?
$30.
$30. And that's due within, 14 days?
Correct.
All right, let's go ahead and do that then.
Okay, give
but
me
I don't
one moment.
Want that. I don't want that strap. And it does read your oxygen level?
Yes.
And I can pay the $30 within the 14-day period?
It'll automatically charge your account after the 14-day period is up.
Okay. It's not going to charge me the full $60.
What'd you say?
It's not going to charge me the full $60?
No, it's not.
Okay, so I'm writing down $30, right?
Correct.
Do I still have to pay the $5.97 shipping?
You do.
What company is this through?
Give me one moment. It's called Prime Wireless.
Prime Wireless.
Is there anything else I can do to help you?
Prime Wireless. The $19, was that put back on my account?
Yes.
It was, okay. So now I owe you $5.97 for the shipping and the handling. And then $30 for the watch itself.
Correct.
Am I going to be charged the whole thing today?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
What am I going to be charged today?
Just the shipping and handling.
The $5.97 shipping and handling?
Yes.
Okay. And when I'm ready to say I want to pay for it next week, I can call this number back and pay it off?
No. It's going to charge your account automatically at the end of the trial.
So just wait till the end of the trial?
Correct.
I don't understand that. Why wouldn't you let me pay for something?
Well, you have to go through with the trial period.
That don't sound right to me.
So it's a trial. It's a trial.
Go ahead.
You have to let the trial run its course.
Well, why wasn't that mentioned in the ad?
It was. We can go back and I can show you where.
Well, if you say it was in there, I'll take your word for it. Okay, that's what I needed to know. So I'm going to be charged $5.97 today, and in 14 days from now, I'm going to be charged $30.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you for your help.
Is there anything else I can do to help you?
No, ma'am.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.